For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. On Monday, a federal judge may rule on whether immigration officials must allow two former Connecticut residents back into the country to talk about why they were deported. Students at Yale Law School are trying to draw attention to a federal policy they say breaks families apart. For his 40th birthday, Sal Milardo decided that instead of spending money on a big party, he'd surprise his mother with a visit. They hadn't seen each other in person for 3.5 years. His cousin filmed that surprise visit. Milardo shows me the video on his iPad.
She's so happy to see you.
She was just, what a surprise. I can't believe you're here. And just, she was squeezing me so hard.
Paula Milardo lives in Melilli, Italy. That's nearly 4,500 miles away from her son Sal, his two sisters, and her three sets of grandchildren. Until 2011, she'd been a legal permanent resident in the U.S. after coming here with her parents more than 50 years ago. She met and fell in love with another Italian immigrant, Anthony Milardo, who became a citizen after serving in the Vietnam War. They married in 1970 and then bought a house on Jefferson Avenue in Middletown. That's where Sal Milardo grew up.
You know, me being the Italian mama's boy, you know, she did everything for me. You know, there wasn't a day that either me or my sisters weren't at their house, you know, even after we left, either eating dinner or just going to see them on any given day.
Things started to change in 2006. His father was diagnosed with colon cancer, and he retired from work. Then Sal Milardo and his sisters noticed their parents going to the casino a lot.
And it was around that time that, you know, she apparently got into this gambling addiction, and she lied to a family, you know, a friend of hers, and said that she was a debt collector and wound up, you know, committing a theft.
His mother, Paula Milardo, was charged with first-degree larceny in 2009. She eventually pled guilty and was ordered to pay $25,000 in restitution, along with a jail sentence. Obviously, it was difficult for them to see their mother go to prison, but they were looking forward to her getting out and starting over. Sal Milardo says it didn't turn out that way.
Okay, she pled guilty, and she got the 10 months. But she got a life sentence when she was deported.
Students at Yale Law School's Jerome N. Frank Legal Services Organization are representing Paula Milardo. Avinash Samarth is a clinical law student.
She's a 66-year-old grandmother, but is subject to mandatory deportation because of the technical fact that her crime was an aggravated felony.
That means the federal government can deport anyone who is not a U.S. citizen if they're convicted of an aggravated felony. Those crimes can range from a misdemeanor to murder. Samarth says Milardo's case deserves to be highlighted because it shows the federal government's immigration policies are misplaced.
So they, for instance, will frequently talk about how they are deporting felons, not families. But these stories really complicate that.
Yale law students want Milardo back into the country temporarily so that she and another former Connecticut resident, Arnold Giammarco, can testify before the General Assembly's Judiciary Committee. They want lawmakers to be aware how state crimes are classified can trigger deportation. Earlier this month, immigration officials denied the students' request to allow the former residents back into the country. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, said, quote, "There's no compelling reason." Sal Milardo's family feels differently.
Because my father's here. I'm here. My sisters are here. Her grandchildren are here. Her life is here, not there.